We are Reish Magdalid Sif Dalid Meleches Farhesye Afilu B'metaltalin Kigain Sif Dalid Meleches Farhesye Afilu B'metaltalin Kigain Svine Hayedua Li Yisrael Dino K'moy Meleches Mechuba. We had till now in Simen Reish Magdalid that Kablonis is Mutter by Metaltalin, and that it's also by Mechuba, Als Gzeire, people will think he's a Schir Yoim. So now the Mechaber says, if you have Metaltalin that is Mefusim, that is, that this belongs to a Yid, is Dina Kamay Melaches Mechuba, and this is also. Now, let us see. In the Mishnah Berurah, Hayduili Yisrael, Ein Mayri Sha'oisa Oisa Bershus Yisrael. We're not speaking about that it's Bershus Yisrael. The Hachi Afilo Hayedine Rak Kemetal Tlon Da'alma Gam Kein Hoya Oso, Yedemuchach Besimen Reish Nun Beis Yiv Beis. Da'af Bemetal Tlon Oserim Oisa Oisa Bershus Yisrael. That means metalton that is not mefulsim. If the guy is doing the work b'shus Yisrael, this is also ella ma'iri shaloi bebeisai. It's not bebeis Yisrael. He's working in the dock, but the ship. It says Malke Miriam. It says over there. So al kaponim. So everyone knows that it's a Yiddish ship. So memele. So that's why it is also. Ve'ayim b'mogin Avrom Mishari Achaynim Zedav Kemaises Asfina b'mogin Goliyim Mefusim De'im Betzine Ein Lahachmer Bo Kedemuchach B'simen Reish Nun Beis Siv Gimel. Now, before we learn the next Siv, I'd like to give a little Hakdome, and perhaps we'll be able to understand the Siv a little better. There's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, which will be brought down in Sif Hei. And the stipler in on Masechet Shabbos, Simen Yudalit, says a beautiful beer, so we'll have a clarity in this halacha. There are two ways to understand why Amira La'akum is also. One way is that we say yesh shlichus l'chumra. We had mentioned this svara already. When I tell a guy to do a malacha, I tell him Thursday he should do this in Shabbos. So there's a chumra. I say yesh shlichus l'chumra, even though I'm shlichus l'akum. But l'chumra, there is a din shlichus. So when I tell him to do something for me in Shabbos, so it's also kilo I did it als the chumra of shlichus. That's why Amira. That's one reason why Amira la'akum is also. Kablonis is mutter. For example, he tells the guy, if you're going to make this and this chayfitz, you're going to get X amount of money. If you won't make it, you won't get any money. The guy is not doing it for me. He's doing for the money, but the malacha he's doing, it is not, the malacha is not being done b'shlichus Yisrael. I never told him to do it today. I told him, you'll bring me a finished product, I'll pay you. That what the guy decides to do it on Shabbos, that's adaita denavshe of it. fine. That's it's irrelevant. If he's doing it, but all cases he's doing it for money. But if he's doing it bishlichusi, that means I told him I want this to be done on Shabbos. So we consider he's my shliach and we in yeshlichus la'akum. If he's doing it because I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, I just told him if this product will be finished, I'll pay you for the product. He decides to do it on Shabbos, so there's no semblance to shlichus. It's not, he's not doing it for me. That's the lumdus of adaita dinafshei. So mamela, then it's mutter. That's the pashit. Let's try to explain this first. That is the pashit din, the difference between a schir yoim and a kablin. Now, let's talk about another case. Let's say I have someone that's working for me, and there are certain things he has to do. He's a schir yoim. He's working for me. That means, let us say, one case, I hired him for a year. And in this year, he has to, whatever I tell him to do, he has to do it. He's working for me. He's my shliach. But in the 365 days of the year, al pi cheshbon, he has to work only 200 days. Whenever I'll tell him to do something, I'll do it. And in these 200 days, he has enough time to do what I'm telling him to do without working on Shabbos. So therefore, even though in Yesod he's a schir yoim, I'm paying him for his work, what he's doing for me, I'm paying him to work for me. There's no such thing as a finished product that he has to bring to me. He's a schir yoim. That means I'm paying him for a year, and in a year I'm going to give him 20 jobs in a year, which theoretically these 20 jobs will take 200 days. If he decides to do it on Shabbos, that is not because of the schiris. Mitzad the schiris that I hired him to work for me, he has enough time during the year to do what I want him to do for me without working on Shabbos. So even though he's a schir yoim, but this schir yoim has the halachas of a kablin, and therefore this is mutter. This is a chiddush of the Rambam, and therefore this is mutter. That is one mahalach. There's another mahalach, and in the beginning when we started learning Reish Mem Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brought down a smag. The smag says the iser of amira la'akum is not because of shlichus. There's a pasuk, kol meloche lo ye'ose behem. We learn that from a pasuk. It doesn't say kol meloche lo ye'ose, lo ye'ose. So we learn from this pasuk, meleches Yisrael should not be done in Shabbos. Meleches Yisrael, kol meloche, which means meleches Yisrael, lo ye'ose behem, should not be done in Shabbos. According to this mahalach, the difference between schiris and kablonis is it meleches Yisrael, is it not meleches Yisrael? So if by schiris pshat is, if I want it should be done in Shabbos, he's not my shliach. Forget about shlichus. We're not talking about ein shlichus lakum. He's not my shliach. But if I want that this should be done for me in Shabbos, and that's why he's doing it, so this is called meleches Yisrael. A melech is being done for a yid in Shabbos, and that's the issa. Kol melech le yeyosabem. That is the issa. so the leches yisro is not allowed to be done in Shabbos. If he's a kablin, so that's not called, what he is doing in Shabbos is not called meleches yisroel. I don't need it to be done in Shabbos. He's doing it in Shabbos because he wants to do it in Shabbos. So it's not called meleches yisroel. But just let's say one nekude. But if the yid will get a rebach from this malach, in the case we'll see as we learn the Mishnah Berurah, the yid is deriving benefit from this malach, even though he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. But by doing it on Shabbos, the yid is deriving benefit. This is called meleches Yisroel, and this will be also as the pasuk, "I'll call meleche leYosef behem." This is just a shtikel akdome, and now we'll see the Mishnah, we'll see the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. Im Socher eini Yehudi lishane oylishtai. He hired a guy for a year or for 2 years. Sheyichtevloi means whenever he needs something to be written, you should write for me. So he's a worker for him. He's working for him. Or he should weave for him whenever he needs things to be weaved. The beged is a toys. He is permitted, this guy is permitted to write. I hired him to write. I hired him for a year. And the purpose of the hiring was that he should write for me when I'll need things to be written for me. He can write in Shabbos. So this is similar to a kablin. That means a kablin is go poshet. A kablin means, I told you, you should give me a beged. It's irrelevant when you make the beged. You have to give me a beged. Here you are hired to work for me, to write when I tell you to write, to weave when I tell you to weave. You don't need, you have to do a certain pule for me, which is a socher. But this is equivalent to a kablin, because in this year period, besides the schiris, you do not have to do it on Shabbos. That what you are doing it on Shabbos, that's because you want to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, you are not considered a shliach of mine to do it on Shabbos. What? Because he's not a kablin. In Yisoid, he's a socher. That's the chiddush. He's a din of a kablin. That's the chiddush. He's a socher. What? And halacha is no nafkamina. Naked eye is a big nafkamina. He's working for me. Not he has to give me a finished product. He's working for me. But since it is the malacha does not mitzad working for me, it does not have to be done on Shabbos. So even though he does it on Shabbos, that's not considered working for me. And this is what. So this is a socher. There's a din kablin. What? He's your employee. He's working for you. I hired him. No, he's my employee. I hired him. He has to work for me during the year. He has, whenever I tell him to write, he has to write. But in this year's time, there's a time that he could do whatever I'm telling him to do without doing it on Shabbos. If he decides to do it on Shabbos, that's his geshef. Shul, what?
It's all still been yevet, though. I mean, the yid.
This is lechatchila.
The yid's supposed to tell him, I don't want you to be working for me on Shabbos.
This is metaltalin. He can do it. He's not doing it in his house. He's doing it. I don't have to tell him anything. This is lechatchila. Yeah. Kilo, Satz immer sheyichtev leisei vashayarig loy beged shu oise b'chol eis sheyirtze. He can do whenever he wants. V'hu shalayachshiv ima yoyim yoyim tutnoyim layachshiv ima yoyim yoyim. Not that I want, you should work for me each day. Okay, that wasn't Dabach. There's time, there's time that you don't have to work for me. So I'm giving you plenty of time that you don't have to work. V'layase hamelocha bebeis Yisrael. Or whatever you're doing, you should not do it bebeis Yisrael. That means you're doing it, you do it, whatever. You're writing for me, you have your office, you write and finish. V'yesh mi she'oisa b'soicher eini Yehudi l'zman. And there's someone that asks us. Now we're going to, this is the Shitas HaRaivit, and the first Shita is the Shitas HaRambam, and now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kosav, Sivkot Mechav Dalet, Kosav Mogen Avrom, Kavonas HaRambam, Kederech HaSorim, Sheyesh Lem Soifer Meyuchet, they have a secretary, Oichayet Meyuchet, they have a tailor, שבכל עיס שצורך השר לכתוב, whenever the שר needs a letter to be written, מחויב לי לכתוב, you are hired to write for me. ובעיס שאין צורך לי, when I don't need a letter to be written for me, יושב בוטל. So you have nothing what to do. You are hired to write for me whenever I need a letter to be written, whenever I need material to be woven, you are hired to do it. Vilochei, muta lichtoiv eilaroig b'Shabbos. He's permitted to write on Shabbos or to weave on Shabbos. Shuhu oise, he can do it b'chol eishe yilze. He can do it whenever he wants. Sharei haYisrael einei oimeloi lasois b'Shabbos. The Yid doesn't tell him to do it in Shabbos. V'imrotze oise lemocho. If he wants, he can do it lemocho. V'ein haYisrael marviach b'meshe oise b'Shabbos. The Yid is not gaining anything. That's what he did it in Shabbos. So there's no halvoche, and he mitzad the tzivi, he doesn't have to do it. So finished. Avo im schoroi leregloi tamid b'shonezu. You were hired to write every day for me. Oy lichtoiv loi tamid, to write or to weave. Osaraf l'rambam lichtem loi b'shabbos. Now, av shein medagdik olov al bitul eizayim. Even though if there'll be one day that he doesn't work, the balabos is not medagdik. We'll see in a minute. Mikol mokoyim marviach haYisrael ba'asiyosay. Now, this halacha is as follows. This, according to this pshat, pshat is that in a year there are 365 days. I'm telling the guy, 300 days of the year you have to work for me. If you want to take off 65 days of the year, which includes Shabbos, that. Yeah, that means I'm hiring you for a year, but your obligation is 300 days of the year you have to work for me. According, if that's the case, so it comes out, it could very well be that by working Shabbos, that what this guy is working Shabbos, he'll be able to work for me the work I need Sunday or Monday. That means in this case I'm being marviach, I'm gaining from that fact that the goy is working Shabbos. That means I am gaining because he's most of the year he has to work, and by working Shabbos, he'll have more time during the year to work for me. So this is called I'm being marviach from the Melecha Shabbos. We'll go a little further, and we'll perhaps get a little clearer. This is how the Magen Avraham says Pshat. So the Magen Avraham says Pshat that in the year there was big gaps during the year. Yeah, they're right sometimes, but many, many weeks in the year he was a Yoshev Botel. So Memele, so he's not gaining anything by that he's working for him on Shabbos. So this is Mutta. I didn't tell him to work for me on Shabbos. And I'm not gaining from that he's working for me on Shabbos. So then it is Mutta. But if most of the year he's mechuyev to work for me, even though he can take off days, he can take off in Yesod all Shabbosim, all Yamim Tovim, but by working on Shabbos, the Yid is marviach basiyosoi, that fakel, so the next week you'll be ponui and you'll be able to do, I'm being marviach, and that you work Shabbos, that you will not have this job on your head, and to be able to, you'll be able to do other things for me. So that's called he's marviach from Melecha Shabbos. And perhaps we mentioned before the Smag. The Smag says that Kol Melocha LeYosavim Meleches Yisrael means if you are being marviach, if you are gaining from this Melocha, this is what the Pasuk says. I didn't tell you to do this on Shabbos, but by this guy working on Shabbos, he'll be able to do, he doesn't have to work on Shabbos, he can take off. But by him working on Shabbos, I'm gaining from this. I'm gaining that during the week he won't be busy, and I'm gaining from this malach. Umehataz mashme, from the Taza would say, the gam bechi haigavne choshuv la Rambam kablonus. According to the Rambam, this has, since you don't have to work on Shabbos, given shayne makpiv olav im yevatel eize yoyim, I'm not makpiv. If you don't want to work Shabbos, you don't have to work. You don't have to work. So even though when you are working on Shabbos, I'm gaining from it, but that's not called, since I'm not makpiv, you should work, that's also mutter. You're doing it fine. Dimu makpedol of shleyeshiv eze yoyim bottle, but if he's bottle, listen, I want that every day you should work. It's also the kuliyama. That's called you working for me. I want you to work Shabbos. Da ave ki ilu tivo lasis biyoyim haShabbos. So it's equivalent, like I told you, to work Shabbos, even though we didn't speak this out, but I want work from you every day. Oit kosavatas. Dim schoroi ligmer sefer oi beget toich oisoisman. What if I gave you a time limit? This sefer has to be finished, this beget has to be finished by Meitzoi Shabbos. Huke makpid, so that means I want you to do it on Shabbos. V'hainu b'shiyidu d'yevshe ligmem lo'y she'yasenu gam b'shabbos. That means if normally the Sefer cannot be written, if he won't write on Shabbos, so it's called I want you to do it on Shabbos. V'av shim yenois atzmei v'yeshev b'layla yuchal ligmer b'chol. That means one could say, and listen, you don't have to do it on Shabbos, you'll be up four nights during the week, it'll be finished by Meitzoi Shabbos without you working on Shabbos. But that's not normal. So that means if I'm telling you that it has to be done by my Tzoi Shabbos, and there's two alternatives. Either you'll work every day and you'll have to work on Shabbos also, or you can work at night also. You give a night shift and then you won't have to work on Shabbos. But since a normal malache, in order for this to be done normally, you should have to work for Shabbos, and this is also. He hired him to weave. He didn't tell him to weave. He's mechuyev to weave. But during the year he's mechuyev to weave, but he doesn't have to do it the whole year. Just one second. Let's just finish first the Mishnah Berurah. Let's finish. Shlo yachshev imoy loitze loimah shlo yedatzik olav im yevatel eze yoyim emlachtoy. That means I hide you for a year. If you'll take off 65 days of the year, no problem. That means if the 300 days of the year you're working, you want to take off 65 days, no problem. But this should not be done by Beis Yisrael. The Zeh Afilu Kablonis Gemura also Kedlakama Besimen Reishnun Beis. V'yesh Misha Oysa. Who does a Raivet? Now, why does the Raivet Asa? V'hine Ledas Atas Hanal Neche Bepshites Tama Raivet. The Svirelei. The af she'enoi makpid al bituloi. That means he's hiring him to write. Every day that he writes, the yid has a rebach from this. He's driving every day. You want to take off during the year 65 days? You can. I don't have any time to send you. But if he doesn't take off the 65 days, and he is writing on the 65 days, so the yid is having a rebach. I didn't tell you to do it, but the yid is having a rebach from the work that this guy is doing. So Memela, that's what the stipler says, and that's called Meleches Yisrael. Meleches Yisrael is called if you have a rebach. I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't tell you to work on Shabbos. You want to take off 65 days? No problem. But Afal Pikein, you're hired for the year and you have this. You have this choice. If you want, you can take off 65 days. I'm not makpid. If you don't work, if you do work, so the Raivit says that this is called Meleches Yisrael. That means when he does work on Shabbos, the Yid is getting a revach. He's getting more letters are being written, more svarim are being written, more materials being woven. So this is cool. So even though I didn't tell you to work on Shabbos, so it could be as the inyan of shlichus, as the inyan of shlichus, of yesh shlichus l'chumre, you have a right to take off 65 days of the year, so that means you have a right to take off all Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I never told you to work these 60. In the year, you have 300 days to work. But if you work the extra 65 days, the Yid is getting a revach from it. So this lomdis of which is another Israel. This is an Israel that Meleches Yisrael should not be done in Shabbos. Meleches should not be done for you. Well, you didn't tell him. But if you're getting a revach from this Meleche, this is called Meleches Yisrael. And the and you're getting a revach from it, so mamela, this is also. So as this lomdis, so that's what the stipler wants to say. He wants to say, if you, the lomdis is als shlichus, the holy sir is als shlichus, the Torah said, you're not allowed to tell a goy to work for you on Shabbos. I never told you to work for you on Shabbos. When we started off, do I have to work Shabbos? No. You don't have to work Shabbos. You have 65 days of the year, you don't have to work. So it's the lomdus of shlichus, he's not my shliach. I didn't tell him to work for me. So that's according to Rambam Mitzmuta. But the Ravid says, but the Ravid holds, there's a new problem. Meleches Yisrael should not be done for a Yid. When is it called Meleches Yisrael? If a Yid is being maviach from it, if he's deriving benefit from it, he writes in Shabbos, the Yid is getting from this. So Memele, so this is also Atzloye Yosemet. That's how the stipler says Pshat and Deraivit. The Sviralei, the Avshainei, Makpid al Bituloi. I'm not Makpid if you won't work. Mikol Mokim, Hayrei, Hayisrael, Marviach al Yodoi. And the minute he's Marviach, that's called Meleches Yisrael, and there's this Asmachte, Kol Meleches Yisrael, Laye Yosabem. If you're Marviach from it. That means every Kablin, I'm not maviach anything from it. You have to bring me something, it takes you a week to do it, takes you one day to do it. You have a whole month to do it. You do it on Shabbos. So of course I was maviach from Melech Shabbos. I wasn't maviach from Melech Shabbos. It doesn't make any difference who's done on Shabbos on Friday and Thursday. Go on this. So that's not called, I was, that's why every Kablonis is mutter. What? Yeah. Sicha, Kablonis is mutter. If I'm not gaining anything, that this is a Mishnah in Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, I go over to a goy and I give him things that should be done. I give clothing to wash, oiris to minab. Do it whenever you want. He does it on Shabbos. I don't have, I have nothing from that he did it on Shabbos. But here the Ravid says, are you gaining from this on Shuldik? You hired him for the year, and if he works on Shabbos, he doesn't have to work on Shabbos. But if he works on Shabbos, you're getting revachim from this. So this is awesome. That's yeah. The Shemo Yitzarech Gam Lemocho Lichtoiv Vlayucha Lase Shneim Keecho. That means there is a possibility. That means the way the Magen Avraham said Pshat, this person is most of the year he's a Yoshev Batel, but when the need arises, I tell him to do something. He has time to do it. So the Ravid said there is a possibility. I told him this week he should do something. Normally he has 2 weeks to do it. But what will be if Sunday something new will arise? So that's what he did it on Shabbos. I'm deriving benefit from this. That what he did it on Shabbos. So the Ravid says, so even though it's only perhaps a far-fetched possibility, but it is a possibility that I'll be Marviach through this, that the guy is working on Shabbos. Could be something will come up on Sunday, and since he doesn't have to do the previous job, because he did it on Shabbos, so be able to start the work on Sunday. So it's called I'm Marviach from Melech Shabbos. Now, let me just say over two interesting things. They're very interesting. One thing that he brings down from Rav Shloimeh Zalman, a person has a a woman that washes the dishes Moitzoy Shabbos. Wash the dishes Moitzoy Shabbos. No problem. No problem. She comes to him. She tells him, listen, I'm going to come Moitzoy Shabbos. You hired me, I should do Moitzoy Shabbos. Moitzoy Shabbos is very late. I want to come Shabbos and do the dishes. I have to do the dishes for you. I want to come and do the dishes in Shabbos. Now, so, what? She wants to do the dishes in Shabbos. She wants to do the dishes in Shabbos. Now, in washing dishes, let's talk about washing dishes. Washing dishes, let's say she uses hot water, which she's not allowed to put on in Shabbos. She warms up water. She uses hot water, which is also in Shabbos. You have to know what is the purpose of the hot water. If the purpose of the hot water is that her hands shouldn't get chapped, no shaila whatsoever. She's not doing any malacha for me to wash the dishes. That means she had to wash my Tzoy Shabbos. She's coming, she wants to for herself. She's washing in Shabbos. She's not doing any malacha for me. She puts on that water for Shneitzer. She's not mechuyev to wash in cold water. She's not doing anything for me. But he says, but what is if you wash with hot water, the dishes get clean. Cleaner. If you wash it with cold water, they're still greasy. So he says, so it's called, I'm being marviach from Melechus Shabbos. Amoyer de Kezach. That means that what the dishes are being washed in Shabbos. In hot water, I'm being marviach from Melechus Shabbos. So she doesn't want to come by Tzoy Shabbos, and she's doing a malach in Shabbos. So he says this is called being maviach from Melech Shabbos.
How would you say it?
She was supposed to work Moitzoy Shabbos. She was supposed to wash the dishes Moitzoy Shabbos. And she's washing it on Shabbos on her own accord. If she's doing it for him, there's no shalom whatsoever. If they're not greasy because of that, what? Because she's doing it for the dishes also. Or I'm being mabiyach from the malacha. Yeah. Oh, because I'm being mabiyach. Could be, then it would be better. But he's being mabiyach.
On one level, the yid is being mabiyach either way. Because either way, he gets cleaner dishes than what he had before.
Well, she was supposed... It didn't have to be done on Shabbos. That means mitzad the schira. She was supposed to come mitzoy Shabbos. She says, "Listen, I don't want to come mitzoy Shabbos." She's doing it on her own accord.